Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about how the Lord still reigns and read to you from 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 2 and 3. This is what we read. Now, when you arrive at that place, look there for Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in and make him rise up from among his associates and take him to an inner room. Then take the flask of oil and pour it on his head and say, "Thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel." Then open the door and flee and do not delay. Again, that's 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 2 and 3. Now, in the days of Elijah and Elisha, there was some kind of association for the training of young men in the service of the Lord. It was something of a school of the prophets, and the men who were part of this association were called the sons of the prophets. These words of 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 2 and 3 are from the prophet Elisha to one of these sons of the prophets. The elder prophet gave this young man something of a class assignment. I want you to go to Ramoth Gilead and find Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat. Now, after he found Jehu, he was to take him to an inner room, and in a ceremony of anointing for leadership, he was to pour oil on the head of Jehu. And as that oil flowed down Jehu's head, the young prophet was to say this, "Thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel." Now, at that time, there was already a king over Israel, a man named Joram, the son of Ahab. But as far as God was concerned, the reign of Joram and the dynasty he represented was over. Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, would be the next king. Now, I think this is remarkable. The kingdom of Israel, the 10 northern tribes, had thoroughly rejected God. It was hard to think of a worse king than Ahab, and his son Joram would be just as bad. And even though they had abandoned God, God had not abandoned them. The Lord would still raise up kings and cast down kings as he pleased. Sometimes people think that they can really get away from God. They think that if they ignore God and pretend he doesn't exist, then God will ignore them and pretend they don't exist. It doesn't work that way. The Lord God reigns over all the earth. We can accept it, or we can reject it, or we can believe it, or we can deny it. But he will still reign no matter what we do. Let that truth give you some peace today. Why do we struggle against God? Why are we so discouraged when others seem to resist him? We need a greater confidence in the truth that God refuses to leave his throne just because some people don't recognize his reign. Now, who was that young prophet that Elisha sent to Jehu? We don't know. Some old Jewish traditions say that it was Jonah, but we really don't know for certain. What we do know is that God was still showing that he was and is God. He hadn't stepped off his throne. It was true in ancient Israel, as we read of in 2 Kings chapter 9. Let it be true in your life today as you understand that God reigns.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.